David Moss joins us on Sports Byline USA. If you take a look at the Phoenix Coyotes, he's their right winger center on that team and in his eighth season in the National Hockey League. David, were you one of those kids that kind of grew up around frozen water in the wintertime and that's how you kind of got hooked on hockey when you were a youngster?
Yeah, I was actually born in Michigan, so we were playing at a young age, you know, outside. And my parents had a rink in the backyard, so we were, you know, playing from, you know, a young age.
You know, when I think about that scenario, it is something special. I know kids play baseball and they play basketball and football and everything, but there's something about playing hockey at a young age. Can you help me out? What is it that makes kids gravitate to the sport at that young age?
You know what? I don't know what it is. I think especially where if you're playing in a city where you have a lot of snow and, you know, the weather's conducive for it, it's certainly, you know, one of the more fun sports to play outside when you're a kid. And, you know, it was something that the area I lived in was fortunate to have a lot of people who, you know, played, and we just had a lot of fun doing it.
At what point did you know you might be able to play at the next level, meaning the pro level? Was it when you were at the University of Michigan?
Yeah, it was probably there, maybe before there. I got drafted before I went to Michigan, so probably at that point kind of realized that maybe we'd have a chance to play.
And what was the motivation for going on to college instead of taking advantage of being drafted early?
I don't think I was, I was drafted late in the seventh round, so I don't think I was in a position where, you know, I was going to make it to the NHL anytime soon. So it was, you know, the best option for me to go to college and, you know, play for 4 years and, you know, I was fortunate to get a degree.
You know, I've heard, talked to a lot of basketball players that tell me, that really going 4 years is better for you if you're going to the NBA. And we know a lot of players go after just 1 year. What about the maturity factor of going 4 years to college instead of doing it as a teenager coming out of high school?
Yeah, I think it's a sport where if you're good enough to play when you're 18, certainly, you know, some of the first round draft picks and that are, but you know, for the majority of guys, you need time to, like you said, mature and get, you know, bigger, stronger and faster. And that's something that you can take advantage of. You have 4 years in college to do that.
If you're not somebody that lives in the Midwest or the northeastern part of the country, you may not be familiar with the caliber and the quality of college and university hockey. Enlighten everybody about that, and how good are the programs in that part of the country?
I mean, they're top notch. I mean, a lot of the, you know, you talk about the Midwestern schools and certainly out east, you know, a lot of good players, you know, come out of there and, you know, play pro hockey or move on to the next level, and certainly something that's been going in the right direction, certainly in the States.
And what about the coaching at that level? How good is it?
Oh, it's good. I mean, I think you see a lot of guys, former players, coaching now, and that certainly helps a lot. They understand the game and help develop guys so that they know what to expect at the next level.
You know as well as I do, there are football players that come out of programs in hockey, in college, in which they play a pro-style offense, and that helps them certainly at the NFL level. But what about at the college level playing hockey? Is it one that you can transition rather easily into professional hockey?
Yeah, I think you can. I think the tough adjustment is obviously the number of games in college. I think the max games we played in the season was probably 42, and when you get to pro hockey, you're playing, you know, 80 games a year, so it's almost double, and that's a big adjustment. But other than that, you know, a lot of things are similar with the style of play.
And the caliber of play at the National Hockey League level, what did you expect it to be like, and how was it similar to or different as you came out of college, David?
Well, the skill level, obviously, is way higher. I think every time you move up a level, the skill level's a lot higher, and that was the case when I moved from college to even the minor leagues, and then from the minor leagues to the NHL. You know, the caliber of guys, you know, top to bottom.
Tell me a little bit about your time down in the minor leagues, because I think a lot of people, when they think of hockey, unless they happen to be somebody that really knows the sport, thinks of the movie Slapshot. But tell me about what life is for a hockey player at the minor league level.
It's not glamorous. I mean, you're riding the bus and, you know, taking a lot of long bus trips and, you know, eating in airports and traveling on the day of the game and, you know, playing three games in three nights. And, It's a lot different than life in the NHL. It certainly makes you appreciate when you make it to the NHL, you know, that a lot more.
You're a center, also a winger as well, and I kind of connect the center to being somebody like a point guard in basketball. Am I correct in that observation?
Yeah, I think, you know, the center has a lot of more responsibility. I mean, you have in your D zone, you have a lot more responsibility. You're playing down low, and, you know, as a winger, you kind of you're not as responsible on your own end. You have, you know, less work down low with a defenseman.
What is it that a center looks for during the course of a game? I would assume you'd have to be a little bit more adaptable. In other words, you have to be in tune with what, you know, the rest of your line is doing, who you think has the hot stick and everything, and also the flow and the momentum of the game. Isn't that the case for the center, too, to be successful?
Yeah, they control more of the play. I think, you know, they're obviously they're taking faceoffs, and usually the center iceman is, you know, more of a passer and more of a guy who can set up plays and make plays.
Let's talk a little bit about your Phoenix Coyotes team. Getting off a little bit to a slow start, tell me a little bit about where they are in their development. Last year they barely missed the playoffs. So where is that organization?
Well, the Coyotes are headed in the right direction. You know, this year, yeah, like you said, we got off a little bit of a slow start, but I think we've picked up points in our last five games, so we're going in the right direction, and hopefully it keeps going that way.
Did the lockout have something to do with that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think everybody coming out of lockout was in the same situation. I mean, a lot of guys haven't played in, you know, almost 6 or 8 months, and then, you know, everyone was kind of a little bit rusty out of the gate, but I think now everyone's kind of caught up to speed and back to normal.
How did you spend the time?
Well, I spent the lockout. I was down here in Phoenix for most of it. I went home for the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, but was down here for most of it.
But, you know, it's one thing to skate. It's another thing to skate in competition, and it's another thing to skate in practice. Is it hard to get that timing back when you're off that long?
Yeah, I mean, we skated a lot, like I said, during the lockout, but it's not the same as, you know, your timing in the games and, you know, playing at game speed and getting used to getting hit and all that stuff.
Let me ask you a parallel question. You know, David, as you watched the Super Bowl, you saw that there was a power outage for 34 minutes, and those guys had not played for 80-some minutes at one point, had not played. And I'm just wondering, is there a correlation there between, like, you guys being down for 6 to 8 months and them being down for almost 85 minutes? I mean, that to be able to get your body rhythmed and back into the flow of a game?
I think so. I mean, I think any time you're off for, you know, a period of time, you certainly you get cold, you get, you know, out of, you know, maybe not out of shape, but out of certainly game speed. And, you know, those guys are only off for, you know, a little short time, but certainly it's easy for your body to get cold during that time. And, you know, during the lockout, I mean, guys are skating and working out and training still, but it's not the same as playing games.
Continuity is such an important thing to an athlete, and I know over your career you've kind of been nicked and had some injury problems as well. How frustrating has that been for you?
It has been. I think especially last year, missing, you know, most of the year having surgery, and you know, it's just been one of those things that I think I've only played one full healthy year in the NHL. You know, knock on wood, hopefully I can you know, stay away from the injuries. But yeah, it's certainly been frustrating.
Which is the hardest to heal, the body or the mind, after you've been nicked a couple of times?
You know what? I don't know. I think, you know, first it's the body, but then, you know, it's frustrating when, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it, just sitting back and watching and not being able to play or help your team or, you know, really do anything is pretty frustrating.
From what you've seen so far, David, what can you say about the season and the teams?
Well, I think the season has been, you know, it's kind of ironed itself out. I think early on there was probably a lot of sloppy play, but now you're seeing teams play how they're more accustomed to. And, you know, I really think it's going to be, you know, a pretty good dogfight, especially in the West, to make the playoffs. And, I mean, once you get to the playoffs, certainly anyone's game.
We only got about 30 seconds left, but, you know, you've been honored by your teams for your sportsmanship, and it doesn't appear to me that there's so much chippiness going on in hockey. Am I right with that observation?
Yeah, you might be right. I think now, you know, more and more teams, you know, there's a lot more rules in place now than there was, you know, in terms of penalties, and they're putting a big onus on, you know, the concussions and all that stuff. So, you know, you might see guys being a little bit more cautious, you know, on what they're doing out there for sure.
I want to thank you, David, for coming on with me. And again, I hope you stay healthy this season. You're welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline. And the next time I head off to see the troops, I hope you'll be able to join me for one of those trips.
Great. Me too. I appreciate you having me on.
David Moss with us again, right winger and center from the Phoenix Coyotes. And he also came out of the University of Michigan. That's where he played his college hockey. We'll take a break as we continue with more of you and Sports Byline.